And I'm here talking to Vinny Eastwood, host of the Vinny Eastwood Show right here on AFR. So welcome back, Vinny. You've got some news you'd like to share with us.
I'm going to do exactly what the government did to the people of New Zealand. I'm going to commit blitzkrieg. Okay, so those of you who don't know what blitzkrieg is, it's a Nazi war tactic called the lightning war. Okay, that's the translation. So you come in real fast and you take people out in every single way, shape, and form that matters before they've even got time to react. Let me tell you what happened to New Zealand just in the last, 2 weeks, 1 month alone. Okay, we've signed the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which is secret, completely sealed. Nobody in the entire country knows what's in it, and we're signed up to it for 50 years. Mm. Every single time anybody signs a trade deal, the World Trade Organization, which is globalist controlled, seizes control of your import-export, which makes your country completely interdependent. Interdependence means putting your country into dependence. So anytime we pass a law now that will prevent a major, massive foreign corporation from dumping poisons in our pristine rivers, selling dangerous products to our people, or putting dangerous additives or anything like that, if they do anything that's currently illegal under the law or anything that's bad or whatever, if the government strikes back against them, then it's illegal for the government to do that under the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Okay, this much we do know, and those major corporations will be able to sue our government for getting in the way of their business at the World Trade Organization and World Court, which only supports major corporations. So we'll lose every single time. Okay, so there's that. Also, the US Coast Guard are now going to be doing New Zealand's water security. John Key, our Prime Minister, who used to work for the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, ironically enough, has decided that now the Coast Guard are going to be patrolling New Zealand waters and enforcing our laws for us, or actually imposing their laws on us.
That's very
also
strange.
Also, our state assets. We have a whole bunch of different power companies like Mighty River Power and blah, 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 blah. They produce all the country's electricity, basically, and they run as a cartel. So now what they're doing is they're selling the cartel that was owned by the people that is required under the state enterprises bill to treat their employees very well and also keep their prices low so that the people can afford the power and stuff like that. We're selling them all to, guess who? Fracking Goldman Sachs. And that just happened yesterday with...
Wow.
And everybody's 70% of the country has said that they don't want it, and they just did it anyway. Yeah, also, we are now signed up to NATO. Now, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, what part of the South Pacific is in the North Atlantic? Can I ask you?
The part that's being patrolled by the Coast Guard, I guess.
Yeah, well, now it is. And so this means that now NATO can send our troops anywhere that they want. Okay. So we've now lost control of our military as well. Also in a suburb called Glen Innes, there's a whole bunch of there's a big housing community there, and they're now ripping out all those houses that had previously had tenants in them for the last 50-60 years, war veterans and a well-established community, and they're ripping them all out. They passed these three different proposals, right? And they lied to everybody about what the proposals were. For example, if you went to a house refurbishment company and you ask them to come and refurbish your house, what do you think that they would do to your house? You'd think that they'd fix it up, give you new wallpaper or give a few new mod cons, right? Particular instance, what they meant by refurbishment is kicking the tenant out and selling that house, like cutting it off its foundations, popping it on a truck and selling it to someone somewhere else in the country. That's what they call refurbishment.
Oh, my God. So people sign up for refurbishment, and that's what they get? Eviction?
Yep.
And they get...
Yep.
What then?
In 90 days as well.
This is so insane.
Yep, tell me about it. So their entire community's fracked. The police have been more brutal to the people who've been protesting those removals than ever. They've got van loans of Chinese investors being driven down the streets as these people are being kicked out to eye up the land that they're planning to buy. So they're taking government land and people who were staying in these houses, who had been promised these houses for the rest of their lives, mind you. That's how long ago they were built. We're talking about kicking out an 80-year-old World War II veteran kind of thing in order to sell it to some Chinese investors. places. And also, they've come in and bribed the pastors of the local churches and things of that nature, because a lot of the people in those communities are Pacific Islanders who are deeply religious and what have you, to tell their flocks not to resist any of these evictions. Okay, they literally bribed them with a 40% increase in their government funding, and a out of the 158 houses that are being removed, the churches and the local marae, who have also been bribed, as far as the information has been ascertained, will also get about 40 of those sections. And what happens with non-government organisations like churches and things like that, they'll get government funding. So what's going to happen is they'll get government funding and then they'll run their charity programs through this. So they're doing it by being bribed in order to make money. And then once they've gotten all of that done and once all those houses are removed, the government's just going to pull the rug out from them anyway and take all the and cut all their funding. And they've done this many, many times before in other places. Also, we've now started fracking in New Zealand, and it turns out that that back in the day, and of course nobody in New Zealand knows anything about this because we're all a bunch of idiots, essentially, I have to really say that because I am the only New Zealander in the whole fracking country. We've got 4 million people living in New Zealand, 5 million Kiwis total worldwide, and I'm the only one in the whole world who has a radio show and a YouTube channel talking about all this New World Order stuff and fracking and blah, 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 blah. That is, I would be proud of myself, but I'm actually bloody ashamed of my entire country and because I'm alone to a degree. Yeah. You know, so we've got fracking going on now. It turns out they've been dumping it in our pristine streams and stuff like that. And that fracking operation was set up by Halliburton. And of course, here's the kicker. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand has now been given a new Reserve Bank governor, who is unelected and appointed by our Minister of Finance, Mr. Bill English, who's the partner of our Prime Minister, John Key, who used to work for the Federal Reserve Bank in New York for 2 years as the head of Merrill Lynch's foreign European bond and derivatives trading. Okay? They have just given a World Bank employee the governorship of the Reserve Bank, and they've also passed sweeping powers which allow that Reserve Bank to control everything that left remaining in the economy. This has all been, everything that I've mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, has been done within the last 2 weeks to a month.
That's a real blitzkrieg, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you said about the kicking people out of their homes and then using the clergy to keep them quiet, that's a lot like what they did with in Louisiana with Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. Remember that they had people living in these homes for a long time. They said that they were flood damaged, but they weren't actually flood. A lot of them weren't flood damaged or not that badly damaged. They evicted everyone, then they wouldn't let them back in their homes. They put them up in FEMA trailers with toxic fumes, and then they refurbished those homes, but not for the original occupants. They then sold them to other people, gentrified the area, and they also used clergy response teams to tell people to just go along with the program. They said, well, we'll just do this, and then we'll sort out our differences later. Of course, they never got the chance to sort those differences out.
So the clergy response teams are kind of like a Viper team? In fact, something clergy, something team, I don't know. Why don't we call them Cypher team?
Well, this is like this is a strategy that's been used in America, and now look what you've got there, your Coast Guard. You've become full-fledged corporatocracy, judging by everything you've told me. You got American-style corporatism, more like globalist, imperialist-style corporatism, New Zealand.
It's like we were a pie. Now, previously, the New World Order had a finger in this pie. Okay, now it's got its whole fist in there and it's ripping out the center of the pie. So basically you're just left with, a glorified donut. Where's the substance? We don't have any freedom anymore.
Yeah, that's the problem, with these international trade agreements, free trade, is that you lose your sovereignty. That's what happened in Europe with the European Commission also, that an individual country has the right to ban a product or something like that, except for the fact that the European Commission then has the right to overturn that. So you really don't have any rights.
You don't have any rights, okay? And I think this is the most important thing that I'd like to leave off with people as we finish up the show today, is that understand something. You're a slave, okay? If you don't think you're a slave, think about what's around your neck when you're wearing a dress shirt. That shirt's got a collar, doesn't it? And if you're wearing a nice suit jacket, what are around your wrists? Cuffs. And what's around your neck? A tie, like a leash. So you're walking around with a collar around your neck and a leash and cuffs around your wrists, thinking you're free. You're not. You are a slave, just like I am. The only difference is I know that I'm a slave and I'm fighting to become free. Other people falsely believe they're free and they fight to remain a slave.